Discrimination, low expectation, and poor wages. For years, many Australians living with disability have struggled to find work. Now the Disability Royal Commission is turning its attention to the barriers facing the community when trying to find a job, as advocates say businesses are missing out on quality staff. This story from National Disability Affairs reporter Naz Campanella.
Hello, it's nice to meet you today.
It's a busy day at Sydney architecture firm SJB. The newest recruit on the front desk is Olivia Sidhu, who lives with Down syndrome.
At my job, I do office administration tasks, such as preparing rooms for meetings and meet and greet people who come in.
The 22-year-old works part-time and gets paid the award wage.
I wasn't nervous, and having a job gives me independence and sense of purpose.
She went through a preparing for work program at Jigsaw, an organisation supporting people with disability find jobs. Michael Summers from Jigsaw has been assisting her with the transition.
Before Liv's first day, I send through a tailored support plan that Liv has put together. This support plan outlines a number of strategies to help maximise Liv's capabilities. For the first couple of days, I'll shadow Liv to make sure she feels comfortable and confident in her role.
While Olivia Sidhu is enjoying her new job, many others with disability don't have work at all. And that's what the Disability Royal Commission will be exploring over the next week. More than 25 witnesses will give evidence about the barriers facing the community. The CEO of the Disability Leadership Institute, Christina Ryan, will be among them and says exploitation remains prevalent.
The expectation that disabled people will work for low wages or no money at all. But there's also an assumption that we should be working at the entry level. This, in some ways, is keeping disabled people at those lower echelons of employment.
And she says prejudice is still a problem.
There's an increasing use of disability recruitment channels. Unfortunately, for many people, that just puts a big target on their back. There's stories that come my way on a regular basis from people saying they've been on interview panels where the team leader or the manager who's recruiting for these positions says, well, we have to interview these people, but we certainly won't be employing them.
Back at the firm where Olivia Sidhu now works, Director Adam Haddow has confidence in his new recruit and says he wanted to hire someone with disability because it was a good business decision.
What Olivia brought to the table that no one else brought to the table was a knowledge about disability, because we design lots of buildings and lots of the buildings we do design have a requirement to deal with disabilities in the way in which we design entries or wayfinding.
And he wants other employers to be more open-minded.
It's a big responsibility to employ somebody. Having a person with disability employed in the office is no different to having anybody else employed in the office.
It's businessman Adam Haddow, ending that report by Naz Campanella.